Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. No ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. God, 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 God remains worthy of our praise today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. And for all of you who will listen to the recording later, because you could not tune in live, hello, hello, hello. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and I welcome you here to Daily Fire with me, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with our task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where not only your soul, but your everyday life is made better by tuning in with me. Our topic for today's teaching is the Chick-fil-A decision. The Chick-fil-A decision. And we are coming from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where there is no topic off limits and I take your questions and prayer requests on air, you can tune in by using that same methodology. Dial 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.org. But the best way to ensure that you don't miss one powerful teaching is to follow the podcast, so the recording of Daily Fire will be text straight to your phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, and the reminder text when Real Talk goes live on Wednesday nights will be text to you as well. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text, which also includes the recording of today's teaching, so that you can share it with others and bless their souls and lives as well. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to contact me, send me your prayer requests, see my itinerary, and donate to Rossi Williams Ministries to help spread the gospel, as well as via Cash App, Rossi Williams, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. So make sure you visit there today, rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Acts, chapter 5. Verses 25 through 29, reading from the KJV. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in temple and teaching the people." Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, listen to these last two verses, brothers and sisters, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is today's daily fire topic? Repeat it after me. The Chick-fil-A decision. The Chick-fil-A decision. On yesterday, and yesterday was Monday, and really I think part of this weekend as well, Chick-fil-A made a very astounding announcement. They made the announcement that they would no longer contribute to certain Christian organizations to which they contributed for years in support of them, one being the Christian Fellowship of Athletes. And this announcement was part of their response to some backlash they received years ago when one of the founders or one of the owners of Chick-fil-A was interviewed by a magazine and was questioned about his belief regarding marriage. And he responded that he believes that marriage can only be or should only be between a man and a woman. Now, the LGBTQ community took issue with this, and all of a sudden they wanted an apology. They wanted him to make amends with him. They wanted all of these things. And if you remember, many Christians stood up and rallied behind Chick-fil-A, me being one of them, so including myself, because there never been an instance that anyone could recall of Chick-fil-A as a business having been known or reported to discriminate against people who were gay. As a matter of fact, until the owner was interviewed, no one even knew, or the public knew he even had that stance. Why? Because the business served anyone who came in to purchase, no matter race, nationality, creed, sexual orientation, or anything else. So this was the owner's personal belief to which he has a right to. He has a right to religious freedom. He has a right to believe as he believes. But in true to form pattern, the LGBTQ didn't seem to understand that it's not only them who can believe the way they want and live their lives the way they want, but that others have that right as well. So they wanted more of a renouncement, if you will, of his individual Christian faith, despite the fact that it had not affected them, because again, they didn't even know he believed it until he was interviewed. Sadly to say, this is what we're starting to see all over the nation now, that Christians must be willing to renounce their beliefs or hide their beliefs. Because if you don't believe what mainstream society believes, then you stand the risk of backlash. Let's go back to Acts 5:25-29. Here we see where Peter and the apostles have been called before the rulers of the law of the land, if you will, the high priest, because previously they had ordered Peter to quit preaching in the name of Jesus, to quit preaching about the salvation under Jesus. And not only had they done so, but if you go into the prior verses of that same chapter, Acts chapter 5, you will see where they had them imprisoned. But it said in verse 19, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. What life? The life of Christ. glory, a charge to keep we have, and a God to glorify. So when we got to verses 25 through 29, then we have where the word has come back to the high priest that these same men that you've imprisoned, that you told not to preach about the name of Jesus anymore, they're out there doing that same thing that you told them to stop doing. What do you want to do about it? And they said, bring them before us. And they were brought before them, and they said, did not we straitly commend you? Glory. In other words, did not we directly command you that you should not teach in that name? But it said in verse 29, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Brothers and sisters, we are living in the last days. And in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, the Bible tells us this, know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And it lays out all kinds of sin and attitudes and personalities that are not fit for the kingdom. And in Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 18 all the way down through 28, the Bible teaches us about how God gives us over to a reprobate mind, a mind devoid of righteous judgment, when we will no longer submit to his way. And it includes in there, whether you like it or not, in Romans chapter 1, 18 through 28, getting down to about verse 24, homosexuality, where it says the men turned against the natural use of nature, and the women turned against the natural use of nature of a woman loving a man, and instead turned to start loving women with women and men with men, doing those things which are unseemly, and receiving the era of their judgment, receiving the recompense for it. So it says, because they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. You see, when we're talking about the Chick-fil-A decision, it's about more than business. It is about you deciding whether or not you're going to obey God rather than men. Now, the law is put forth for a reason. As an attorney, I can say that as well, right? And so we are encouraged to follow the law. But there have been times, right, even in the civil rights struggle for African Americans, where to get the law changed, people, African Americans and so many others who supported, sat in on lunch counters, hosted discriminations. I think I said discrimination, so I meant to say that. I meant to say demonstrations, and were arrested, marched, did all of these things to bring about change in the law. Well, many in the LGBT community did that as well, because previously it was illegal, right, for them to be married. Now it's legal. So they have that right legally. Well, guess what? Them having the right legally does not change my right to believe as I believe religiously, or anyone else's right to believe as they believe religiously. It doesn't even change the Civil Rights Act, doesn't even change the fact that you have people who believe and promote racism, that their rights have now somehow been abolished. As a matter of fact, the Ku Klux Klan can go get a permit and march, and black police officers have to stand there and protect them because they have a right, whether we like it or not. So what I am saying here is that as Christians, we must love everyone, right? We must try to teach and preach the gospel to everyone, right? That's what we're supposed to do. We must obey the law of the land, but what we cannot do is personally renounce our faith or do things that are in opposition to our faith just to please popular culture. Just as any other person has the right to live the way they want to live, to believe how they want to believe, so do we. So Chick-fil-A has made a decision. It may have been a business decision, and that's a decision they have to live with. But the question becomes, why make that decision that you're now going to stop supporting Christian organizations whom you supported? Because reportedly the LGBTQ doesn't like those organizations because those organizations are critical of their lifestyles. We ought to obey God rather than men. We're in the last days. You're going to have to choose whom you will serve. You're going to have to choose how you will train your children. You're going to have to choose what's allowed in your house. You're going to have to choose if you are willing to serve the Lord and if you are willing as the apostles to teach this gospel glory. As the angels commended, stand and teach this life. Because sin is sin. Whether I'm doing it or you're doing it, it's still sin. Hell is real. Whether I'm living wrong or right, or you're living wrong or right, it enlarges itself daily. And right is right, whether nobody does it. And wrong is still wrong, whether everybody does it. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Our time is running. Then we're going to do the altar call and end with your task for today. Father, we just praise you. We thank you for this powerful word. Lord, here on Daily Fire, because not only are our souls, but our everyday lives empowered for success in every area of our lives, including the gospel, by these teachings. Father, today I ask you just to bless us, Father. We ask that you cleanse us and purge us. Help us to choose, Father, to serve you rather than to serve men. To not be caught up in worrying about what others feel about us or what popular culture demands, but that we will spare loud. We will cry loud and spare not. We will stand and teach the gospel even if we are perpetrators of those same offenses. Because the gospel of Christ is for all of us. Wherever we are in sin and distrustful sin, to turn away, to submit our lives, our practices, our conduct, our behaviors, our mindsets, our wills to you, so that we can live with you not only here on this earth, but in eternity forevermore in peace. Help us to choose to serve God, Lord. Help us not to be afraid of the masses, not to be afraid to stand for what is right. Help us to do so in love. Help us to do so respectfully. Help us to understand that it is okay to disagree. It's okay not to be liked. Help us to attack the sin and not the person. Help us to deal with the issue and not kill the person's spirit, while understanding that we must teach, preach, and defend the word of Christ. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. All in their homes, all throughout their day, in their jobs, wherever they're going today, help them, Father, to choose to serve God rather than man. Help them to pray for discernment. Help them to pray for God to give them the right words to say, the right way to say it, so that we come in and use the anointing which destroys the yoke. It is your anointing which changes lives. Help us to remember that we were not always saved. And even being saved, we still have sometimes sinned, so that we go before people and to people with a graciousness, but not a timidity, not as cowards, not as people who waver. This day we're on one side of the fence, tomorrow we're on the other. But that there is no doubt that we serve the Lord. Now, Father, We thank you for this teaching. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the souls that have been liberated even just to listening today, who have been empowered and strengthened to stand for Christ in their homes, in their situations, in their lives, to stand for Christ. And not just regarding homosexuality, but every sin, that we stand for Christ. And everything we do, that we make the commitment to stand for you, to live for you, to worship you. Help us, Father, in our own shortcomings, our own sin, our own failures, glory, to come in and serve you rather than men. In the name of Jesus, everybody say, I will serve God rather than men. Say, I choose to empower yourself. I choose to serve God rather than men. Hallelujah. In your name, amen, Lord. I'm going to do the altar call and then I'll end with your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, or who are, even if you're saved, you're finding yourself caught up in some kind of sin. And as I said, it's not just homosexuality. It could be fornication. It could be adultery. It could be that you're a liar, a backstabber. It could be that you're a gossiper. You know, it could be that you're not tithing. You're not giving. You're not witnessing to others. Whatever your sin may be, maybe you're envious or jealous of people. Maybe you covet what someone else has. So many different things. Maybe you're a liar. Whatever it is, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior now. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I have been delivered from my sin. So now I submit my mind to you in accordance with Romans 12, 1 through 2, that you renew me in my mind so that I stay focused on living for you. And in accordance with 2 Corinthians 5, 17, old things have passed away, glory. And behold, I have been made new. I receive you, Lord. And from this day forward, from this moment forward, glory, I am forever changed. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you're in church, you're in Sunday school, Bible study. Make sure you go to your leaders, let them know you have been saved or rededicated so you can get plugged in and start doing stuff in the church. Make sure that you begin to spend time with God daily. That's how you stay saved. And part of that is included, remember, to be here with me Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to follow so you'll receive the teachings via text if you can't tune in live. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Just go ahead and do that now. You'll receive a confirmation text, so you'll know you're following. Text the letters DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222 and hit send. All right, now, our teaching for today is the Chick-fil-A decision. Your task for today is to choose to serve God rather than man. Whatever is presented before you, stand in God's word. Stand in God's ways. You don't have to be rude to people. You don't have to try to embarrass people. But what you must do is say, I stand for Christ and I won't take down. Choose to serve God and watch his blessings flow in your life. Because right is right, even if nobody does it. And wrong is still wrong and sin is still sin. Even if everybody does it, including me, it doesn't change that it's sin. All right, I'll see you in the morning. Be blessed. Checking the world.
Ever since coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.